It's a 2-1 week for the Mercer Cardinal boys. They ran into Winston, had a lead at the half 6 nights ago. Winston caught him, passed him, and beat the Cardinals 55-41. There's a chance here, and there's a lot of weather scenarios and having to get games in and winning games, obviously. There's a chance that Mercer and Winston could play again in the conference championship game. Victory over North Harrison on the road on Thursday for Coach Wyatt's Cardinals, who then beat Newtown Harris on Saturday in the 2-seed, 7-seed game midday over at Grundy R5 of Galt. So that puts Mercer into the semifinals, and this is where weather gets involved. And Coach and I were just talking about this. North Harrison, Mercer set for Tuesday at 4, but whether or not that's played, Coach, that's up to Mother Nature at this point.
It is. The forecast isn't looking real good, but I know, you know, we'll do everything as far as the conference to get everything in. So we're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
Well, let's talk about North Harrison a little bit, because you just saw them on Thursday, and they gave you a pretty good battle at 51-39. And we talked about them being much improved last week, and they proved that because you had to really fight your way to a victory on Thursday.
We did. You know, they got out and really defended, and, you know, I was you know, pretty impressed with their intensity throughout the game. We didn't shoot the ball well from the outside at all, and that really hurts us because we rely on that quite a bit. But I was pretty happy. We had our three post players played very well in the post offensively, you know, and we were able to get buckets in there when we needed to. And you know, with them being able to do that, we were able to get a lead, and then we was able to hold on. You know, any kind of run that North Harrison went on, we was able to answer that and kind of build the lead back up. And, you know, after it got to about 10, it kind of stayed there. So as far as we were concerned, it was kind of ugly, but we'll take a win.
Yeah, especially coming off the Winston loss on Tuesday. You know, nobody wants to lose, but then especially that next game out, you don't want it to, you know, turn into a two-game losing streak. So to get right back in the win column was, I'm sure, extra important for your ball team, Coach.
It was, you know, and I didn't know how the boys would react. The Winston game was, you know, a real high-intensity game. There was a lot of energy put out by both teams, and, you know, we unfortunately came out on the losing end of that one. But you know, I thought our boys played really hard throughout the whole thing. You know, we just had a few mental lapses here and there, and when you do that against a, you know, a quality team like Winston, it's really going to hurt, and that's kind of what happened to us.
Well, and it was really low scoring in the first half, and you had a 1-point lead at the break. What sort of first half was it, Coach? Just one of those first halves where the defenses were just a step or two ahead of the offenses?
Yeah, it kind of felt that way. I thought we played very nervous in the first quarter. You know, we didn't score a lot of points. I think we was down 6 or 8 points in the first, and seemed like we got kind of Winston in foul trouble, and then we were able to gain the lead back. We was up by one at halftime. You know, so we kind of got ourselves in a little bit of a better rhythm offensively, but it was a really high intensity, just defensive battle for most of that game. You know, I felt like in the fourth quarter, Winston probably executed better than we did offensively. You know, and like I said before, you know, when you're playing a high quality team like that, you have to have everything go your way. And, you know, and unfortunately, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot, three or four possessions, and you know, that gives them a lead. They're extremely patient on offense. They do a really good job of making you work on the defensive end. You know, but you're not going to score a lot of points whenever the teams are working the ball as much as both teams did that night. So, you know, every possession counts. And, you know, we had a few that we didn't have go our way, and that seemed to have been the spread in the bowl game.
So you had 3 games in 6 days, you know, and you were coming off a week where you didn't get as much practice as you wanted. You didn't get as much games as you wanted, obviously, because of the weather from the week prior. Was last week beneficial for you guys in kind of working off a little bit of that rust, Coach?
Oh, to a point, yes. You know, when we first started off, I thought we were a little bit rusty, but, you know, we were able to get in the gym some for practices, so we weren't as bad off as some schools you heard. But, yeah, I mean, you needed to get back into game shape and different things like that. So, you know, I'm not going to blame anything as far as, you know, we were rusty or anything like that, because everybody was. Mm-hmm. So everybody dealt with that same problem. And, you know, I think that we've got three games under our belt now, and then, you know, we should be back to normal by now. So it was just a matter of getting in and getting up and down the floor, you know, in game situations.
Yeah, and you've been at this a long time, and you know the difference between kids thinking that they're in shape but maybe not being in game shape. What are the things that when you get back into game shape that you see as telltale signs that the guys are getting back to that point, Coach?
Well, kind of their body language. You know, you don't see kids that bend over holding their shorts and different things like that. They're not breathing as hard. You know, when you timeouts and different things like that, they're not just all asking for water. And, you know, they got their eyes on you and they're paying attention. That's when you kind of know that everything's back to normal. I felt like I'd heard that our first game of the conference tournament that Newtown had only had two practices in 2 weeks. And I thought that it showed, you know, their kids were, definitely tired, and we were able to get up and down the floor. And I think that was, mainly due to the two games that we'd had that week were kind of high-intensity games, and we were used to it, and it didn't look like they were. So it makes a big difference.
As I said, there's a chance, and, you know, there's weather involved, so we don't know if the games are going to play Tuesday. If you get through that, will the game be played Friday or not? We don't know, but there is a chance that you might see Winston again, and I would assume that the level of that game is so good that that's something that the boys would really look forward to. Obviously, they want to break down that, kind of that Winston barrier they've had in their way for the last 2-3 years, but just seeing a team of that caliber, it's good this time of year, is it not?
It is, but, you know, I've been kind of preaching to the boys that, you know, we've got to go through North Harrison to get that chance again. So, you know, we've got to take care of North Harrison first. That's where our focus is right now. You know, and if we happen to beat them, then we can look at, you know, possibly facing Winston. So right now all our focus is on North Harrison.
Yeah, we'll talk about a game certainly next week as well, assuming that the schedule holds as a set. Number one team in the state unbeaten, Milan, is going to be at Mercer 1 week from tonight on the 11th. So that'll be certainly a test for the Cardinals that we'll talk about next week. Coach, as far as it goes for districts, seating, meeting, location, you're going to Eagleville for districts, right, in 2 weeks?
Yes.
When is the seating meeting?
It is Thursday morning.
What sort of district as far as, you know, level of competition, number of good teams, what sort of a seed that you think that you might get? What's kind of on your mind when it comes to that?
Oh, right now I know Pattonsburg's really good. Worth County is playing much better. I went and saw them the other night, and, you know, they remind me a lot of North Harrison. They bring a lot of intensity. They got some really good outside shooters. They play strong in the post, you know, and they're going to get out and defend, and that's kind of what North Harrison does. So I think those two schools are very, very comparable. So, you know, if you throw us in there, that's four schools that I think, you know, if they got on a pretty good roll, that, you know, I think any one of those four could possibly win it. So, you know, it's not a give-me district by no means at all. Pattonsburg's played a really tough schedule. You know, they play in the GRC along with Worth County, and, you know, there's a lot of high-quality schools in that conference. So, you know, it's definitely something that we're going to, you know, have to be ready to play for, and hopefully we've been, you know, with our schedule, you know, been preparing us for that challenge. So, we'll have to see after Thursday where we get seated.
There's obviously a long way to go and a lot of games to win if you want to get back to where the team 2 years ago was, Coach. You know, they lost in heartbreaking fashion in the state quarterfinals to Glasgow. But just when you compare that team with maybe the potential that this team has, do you see some similarities between the 17 team and the 19 team?
Probably. But, I mean, you know, anytime you start to do that, you know, it's not really comparing apples to apples. It's more apples to oranges. Mm. You know, I think this team probably shoots better from the outside. The team in 17, I've never had a team that would defend the way that team did. So they are similar, and we run kind of some of the same principles. But as far as just personnel and different things like that, you know, they're quite a bit different. So it would be hard to compare the two. You know, I think that both of them are pretty high quality teams. You know, I thought that the 17 team, that, you know, We kind of got on a roll at the right time of year. If you would have asked me even three-fourths of the way through the season if I thought that team would go to the quarterfinals, I'd have looked at you and probably laughed and said you was crazy. But we did, you know. So at that time of year, it's not always, you know, who is the better team. It's who's playing best at the right time. And that team was doing that at that time, you know. And hopefully this team does the same thing and we're able to put together a little run. And, you know, it's really fun when you get to that time of year.
Oh, certainly. You know, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And again, it's coming up quick. Districts start 2 weeks from tonight, the 18th of February. We should know a seed on Mercer. And there's a lot of good teams in Northwest Missouri, Coach. I think back in the day you went through Northeast Missouri, which we talked about the advantages of going northeast and northwest, but with Mound City and Winston and Pattonsburg and some of those people in Northwest Missouri, and throw Jefferson in there too, that's going to be pretty loaded as far as trying to just get to the state quarterfinals or get that far. Just getting through districts is going to be challenging.
It is, and I was talking with my old high school coach, Coach Niemeyer, this weekend, and he asked me the question. He said, would you rather go to the west side or east side? And it really doesn't matter. I think North Missouri has got talent on both sides. You know, you've got Meadville, you've got Northwestern, La Plata, Linn County is all on the east side, and then the teams that you just mentioned, you got Wellington, Napoleon, and they're also southwest. So there's a lot of high-quality teams, in northern Missouri. And, that's the bad thing. Only one team from each side is going to make the trip to Columbia. So whoever goes is going to earn their way, and, that's why they play the game. So we're just going to try to be playing the best we can and hope for the best.
I know it's a habit, Coach, but it's Springfield, not Columbia.
It is.
So, yeah, hopefully at some point somebody's going to get on 65 and be making that drive straight south, but that's about a month from now. So we'll
it is. Yep. Well, there's a lot of ball games left between now and then, so we'll just have to see.
Coach, good luck at the conference tournament this week. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, thank you.